Duval County wants to set the standard for public education fundraising. Over the last decade, local donors have raised a pool of nearly $40 million in the name of improving student achievement.
Why Jacksonville is not on the map for this trend-setting work that is happening, I don't know.
Nina Waters is chairwoman of the Community Foundation of Northeast Florida. 10 years ago, the organization began an initiative to improve local achievement. The effort, known as Quality Education for All, or QEA, aims to get the best teachers and principals in the district's most challenged schools. Last week, Water spoke at Pearson Elementary, one of the 36 schools the funds will go towards.
We are the only city to do this with individual donors and corporate donors. Most cities do this with large corporations that are headquartered in their city.
The group wants to eventually raise $50 million, but that amount can only go so far in a district with a budget of $1.7 billion, says Duval County Schools Superintendent Nikolai Vitti.
So it's currently funded for 3 years, and this is why raising the full $50 million and then using that $50 million as match at the national level is critical.
QEA board members say it will take national agencies and foundations to keep the initiatives going, and the long-term goal is to get them on board. Vitti says a few have already taken notice.
The Gates Foundation has named Jacksonville as a city to watch when it comes to public education.
But that comes with a list of qualifications. A visionary superintendent, a reform-minded school board, a union in a district that get along, a public education fund, and private funding.
And so we have those five ingredients to begin to attract national dollars.
About 5 years ago, the Gates Foundation took notice of another Florida district with similar education objectives. In 2009, it awarded Hillsborough County $100 million over the next 7 years. At the time, the grant was the largest of its kind in the nation.
They were looking to invest in some good ideas in some K-12 school districts, and they did their research, as you might expect.
Steve Hegarty is spokesman for the Hillsborough School District. The district was using a performance incentives program similar to the one being implemented in Duval County.
We also have something of a reputation for working closely with our teachers' union and sort of having, you know, shared decision making on a lot of very routine things and some fairly innovative things.
The district also had, among other things, a peer evaluation system in which more seasoned teachers would have input in the evaluations of newer teachers. Hegarty says the grant money has been used to expand that program and implement widespread professional mentoring at every school, among other initiatives.
It's simple, but it's not simple at all. That what we need to do to really move the needle on student achievement is to do everything that we can to make sure that we have a great teacher and that teacher is prepared and ready to do a great job.
It's a sentiment heard a lot in Duval County lately. Nina Waters of the Community Foundation.
We believe that all students can achieve. We believe that all students deserve a high-quality education, and we believe that teaching and leadership matters most in the public education system.
District officials and school board members have said there are no silver bullets in that progress, just time. At Pearson Elementary, Principal Debbie Crotty said the school is an example of what dedicated teaching can do over time. Since she started 8 years ago, the school's jumped from an F grade to an A. This year it's a B. She teared up last week talking about it.
It's not just time and effort, it's the emotional state of these teachers put everything into their children. And they just don't go home and say, okay, it's over. You know, they cry with the students when they hear something bad or whatever. But so I think it's great. It's about time.
Over the next 3 to 5 years, most of the QEA funds will go towards six programs, ranging from a four-year urban residency program to an improved district-wide data system. It's all in hopes of helping students achieve and getting the national dollars to keep that progress going. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.